This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast, and today we're going to wander about WandaVision. My name is Wayne.
My name is Paul. I have no particular vision except to give you the vital statistics on this new Disney Plus limited series. So nine episodes, with two having dropped so far, which is what we'll be reviewing today, episodes one and two. It is, if you like, drama, mystery, romance, sitcom, superhero, created by Jack Schaefer, based on Scarlet Witch by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby, and Vision by Ray Thomas Stan Lee and John Buscema. Stars Elizabeth Olsen, Paul Bettany, Deborah Jo Rupp, and Catherine Hahn. I think Catherine Hahn actually should be third, is what we've seen thus far.
I would say.
Episodes between 29 and 36 minutes long, though that does seem to include some very long credits.
Long-ass credits.
Like 6 minutes per episode, easily, give or take, that allow you to see what actors have portrayed these characters' voices for other languages.
How many millions, yes.
Very important. Wayne, what's it about?
Okay, after the events of Avengers Endgame, Wanda and Vision are living the ideal suburban life in the town of Westview, trying to conceal their powers. As they begin to enter new decades and encounter television tropes in essentially something that's presented to be something like the Dick Van Dyke Show, it's a black and white TV sitcom from the 50s, the couple suspects that things are not as they seem. That's it. That's about all I can tell you.
Yeah.
Because that's all I fucking know.
Well, this is also very strange because normally we do spoilers and or non-spoiler section, then spoilers. I don't know if we can spoil much of anything.
I don't think we can. In fact, let's just go into it. All I can say to you is, there's only two episodes. Yeah,
Don't listen to this unless you've watched the two episodes. So
yeah,
there'll be spoilers for those two episodes, and I've gleaned a bit of bits and pieces here and there. Nothing as in confirmed spoilers, but things which I think are going on, which I'll offer at the end.
Exactly. Pure speculation.
Yeah, which will just be speculation, not... Totally. Not truth or not spoil. So I'll mark that when we come to it. Won't do that till we get to the end.
Good call.
All right. So Wayne, what do you think so far of WandaVision?
Okay, I'll tell you the very first impression I had. For the opening Marvel titles, they're flash, da, 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 that shit, right? Something about it going from stereo to mono and then 4:3.
Yeah, very
I
good.
Liked that. Oh, that's cool, right?
That perfectly set the scene.
And I think you would have seen it on your pimp-ass sound system. To hear it go mono would have been kind of cool.
Yep.
So I'm like, ooh, that's kind of nice. And then...
So I only did it on the first episode, not the second, by the way.
Oh, of course, yes, because... Yeah, it will say. Now, the black and white, the Honeymooners or fucking Bewitched thing that they're doing with the laugh track and the purposely hokey dialogue.
I understand some of it was filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Wow, that's commitment.
I read that somewhere. I haven't verified it, not for sure.
But I would be very surprised.
Well.
I've got the money. It's Disney. So fair enough. And probably it was done pre-COVID, so there was people around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching it going, all right, now for 5 to 10 minutes, I'm watching it going, well, this is interesting because it's very, very, it's played just like a TV sitcom, and that means an old one, which means the jokes aren't that good.
No, the jokes are terrible.
The jokes are terrible.
It's not funny at all.
Exactly. It's not. So I'm sitting there looking at it.
It's meant to be.
No, it's not. But here's the thing. I'm watching it going, okay, this is interesting. And I thought it would go on for 10 minutes before giving me something, some context to go, okay, well, this is... It goes for 2 episodes, cunt! It goes for 2 whole episodes! And I'm like, whoa. And there's no real payoff. There's a glimmer here and there of telling you something, and it goes by very quickly, and for the most part, it is just this subpar 50s comedy. And don't get me wrong.
What? No.
Well, this, I'm watching it, right, going like, all right, there's obviously subtext to everything they're saying, and it will come out later, but my God, this is dragging on. I found myself at one stage going, so I'm just going to sit here and wear these shitty jokes and listen to this shitty soundtrack, like laugh track. And just go, oh, okay, I'm supposed to be charmed by the black and whiteness? That shit gets tired very quickly, man. I'm sitting there at the end of the first episode going, wait, so there's no payoff? Am I annoyed or am I bemused? What am I going to do? I'm definitely going to watch the second episode, so well done, people. But let me tell you something else. The second episode is much the same. You get another couple of tags here and there, but that whole 2 episodes could have been in 1 episode quite easily. And I'm telling you right now, I hope I will change my view when I see the rest of them. But I'm only watching this because I like the MCU. I'm not watching it more because of the execution of the show. I'm a little fucking bored, is what I'm saying, Polly. So tell me, what do you think?
Well, I have to say I'm surprised.
Why?
Because I thought if any of us was going to be going hardcore defense of, Marvel and the MCU.
I am definitely a fanboy.
It'd be you.
Absolutely.
Pretty much. I'm in the same boat.
Right?
Yeah.
This isn't that fucking good. Like, and it's... Please.
Just because I know there is a subsection of our listeners who love the shit out of these first
do episodes.
Do they? Based on some posts or a post in the Facebook community. So shout out to David Powell. But I will say this.
Mm.
The big positive is I think the performances, they've nailed it. They've nailed this 50s aesthetic. I don't watch these shows. I've never watched the Dick Van Dyke Show. I never watched I Love Lucy. I did watch a bit of Bewitched and a bit of I Dream of Jeannie, but really only waiting for something better to come on
Absolutely.
In those days of growing up.
And Barbara Eden was hot back then. I Dream of Jeannie.
I guess the point is it's a long way to get... Now, you've only got 9 episodes, remember.
And if this was, is that all? I was going to ask you.
If this was... Oh, this is season one of projected 3-4 seasons. I'd be like, no way. If this is just what they're going to do for a whole season.
I'm not watching. No, I'm not. And you know what else? I only know this from the trailer. The trailer shows this aspect. It shows the Brady's Bunch, like Brady Bunch looking thing. So it goes to color. And that's like taking into account, that's how these things went. Like for instance, Bewitched started out as a black and white show.
Oh, okay.
And when it became color,
I was going to ask about that. Because if this is mostly homaging, respectfully homaging Bewitched, why is it then set in the sort of Dick Van Dyke era?
I think they spent decades there. I think in those 2 episodes, it's not just that same year or day or whatever.
Well, I think it was a few
it's
years
time.
Later.
Yeah, right. So they've actually gone through it. And I think that's why, spoilers, it turns into color, whatever, I'll tell you that, right? But that's what that show did. And even the second episode, that animated opening bit is very Bewitched. It's almost exactly the same as the Bewitched opening thing.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of respect here. Like they're not
making
fun.
Which is fine,
they're
but who cares?
Fun of those shows, but because they're being so true to it, it's not funny.
Yes!
Right? But I will say it's intriguing. And I think that's maybe where you... And I might differ.
It is intriguing, but not because of the show, because of the universe it came from. I'm watching because I like the MCU and I want to see where it goes.
Yes, but it wouldn't work otherwise, right? Like, we know it's Wanda.
True.
So we know it's Scarlet Witch and we know it's Vision. And we know what happened to them in Avengers Infinity
the Vision
War
is dead.
And Endgame. And so Vision's dead. And that shouldn't be a spoiler if you're watching this show.
No, if you're watching this at all.
You saw Infinity War.
Absolutely.
Sometime in the last, whatever it is, 20 months, whatever.
Yeah.
But I will say that they pepper in just enough. So, for example, my fiance comments on this. She's like, why are they sleeping in separate beds? I'm like, well, because that was the 50s. And they weren't non-married couples were not allowed to sleep in the same bed until I think it was either late 60s or early 70s in Bewitched.
You mean societally?
No, there was something called the Hays Code.
Really?
Yeah.
So you couldn't fuck your wife?
No. In TV land.
Oh.
You weren't allowed to depict.
You weren't allowed to depict. Good, because that would have been weird. Like, this whole nation was like, I can't fuck my wife because the law says no. I don't think
Wade's
so.
Wade's like, hang on a second. What do you mean you couldn't fuck someone if you weren't married to them?
No, but it just seemed very odd. Like, is Paul telling me about a rule I did not know about because I wasn't born yet?
No, so, and likewise, you couldn't swear on TV. So there's a moment in this where the boss that comes over says, damn.
Yeah.
So there's these little inklings that this world isn't right, even within the context of what it's meant to be.
Mm.
Right? So, and you know it's not. Like, how is Wanda and Vision here? That's the intriguing thing for me. And then we get a moment where there's this weird voice coming through a radio and Wanda, and the woman she's talking to smashes the glass in her hand. And then there's a dude
that
who climbs
bleeds.
Out of the... Bleeds in red.
Yes.
We've seen the red on the first advertisement. We'll come back to the advertisements in a
moment.
Yep,
keep going.
But then that dude covered in bees... Or in the
suit, the beekeeper,
and she I just love this. She keeps smoothing shit over.
Yes.
Nope, not gonna have that. Bam.
Yes.
And she does the Bewitched thing, click your fingers, do whatever. Snaps. Hey? Snaps.
Absolutely.
A little bit like a little throwback.
Oh no, there's snaps. There's a character named Mephisto, which is popular in like the Scarlet Witch comic storyline.
Oh, is it?
Right? Yeah. And then there's always these little devils, like what's her name? Agnes or whatever says, like, the devil's in the deal. So she makes mention of the devil. That's what Mephisto is, essentially, that character.
Okay. Right. Yep.
So the little stabs at that. There's a story about how Agnes is actually this other character called, I can't remember, but another witch type of thing. And it seems from the trailers and stuff that she is, in fact, that character. And they're doing the thing where she mentions her husband, but you never see her, just like,
Cheers
or whatever, you know. So there's all these tropes going
what's
in there.
What's her name's mum from The Big Bang Theory?
Yes, that's right. Also Maris from Frasier.
Yeah.
Yeah, so shit like that. So that's all cool. And like I said, I have no problem with that. This is good, that's fine. But you can't use that for an hour or, you know, whatever,
not
two episodes.
That.
And you, like you said, 9 episodes.
2 of 9.
This is, on one hand, the most respect I have for this show is very daring. Can you imagine pitching this? It's going to be black and white for the first 2 episodes, being only got 9 episodes. I'd be like, whoa.
Remembering this wasn't meant to be first. This was meant to be after the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. and then WandaVision was
going to come. Is it really? I did not know this.
So Falcon and Winter Soldier got delayed by COVID and obviously more special effects intensive, whatever else. A lot more people involved in the making of that one. This is pretty, it's $150 million. This was the budget for the 9 episodes, which is expensive for a 9 episode ostensibly sitcom.
Absolutely.
And we haven't seen much of that budget yet, but I suspect we will before the end. So that gives me hope. But on what we've seen, I do agree with you that this isn't good enough to be awesome. It's just intriguing. That's all it is for me. But I can't, it's almost like I can't even give it a real score because it's just the start of what I guess is, give or take, a 4.5 hour or 4 hour movie.
Exactly. So for what I say with to you listening to this review is, if you want, it's what's 2/9, whatever that is in like percentage wise, it's that.
2%. Is it 2.2%?
I knew you'd know. I knew you'd know just directly off your head. It's hard for me, bitch. So if it was 10 episodes, I could have said 20%. Right? So anyway, yeah, this whatever review we give it is represents 20% or 22% of this.
Am I got that right? No, I'm not sure.
It doesn't matter. You got it more right than
11,
I would.
11. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that's the cool shit, right? So like on that front, I would like to revisit this when it's over and say, guess what?
Yeah. And look, and we did
but right
this,
now,
I did question whether we could do this so early, but we thought, you know, let's get people part of the zeitgeist. There's not a lot of content out there. Again, we've had a little run of Wonder Woman and Soul, and Wonder Woman in particular did really great numbers for us and the rest of it, but we're back in this world. There's an article already talking about how all this year is going to push everything again, so there will be no time to die in April, and there'll be no Black Widow around that time as well.
I know
this is just look, you know, again, I know we're containing ourselves to the impact on the movie and TV landscape when we talk about this, but fucking hell, COVID, for Christ's sake.
I know, I'm pissed about COVID for that, exactly. But you know what? Just so you mentioned about the format that they release this in. So Netflix is that the model is they drop the whole season, right? Over here, I see
Disney
why they
Plus
do,
doesn't
this.
Do this.
No, it doesn't. And I see why. It's just like The Mandalorian, right?
Yeah.
One episode happens. We do videos and podcasts. The weapon, the machine feeds
especially
itself.
For something like this.
Exactly.
Which is all about the mystery, which is all about what's going on.
You want it to go that way. And then that chatter that lasts for a week, then a new episode, and then another chatter. And that's how it should, that's why we're more interested. That's why we like Game of Thrones so much, because everyone shat their pants on Monday night in Australia, which is when you can download it.
/ watch it on Foxtel.
Yeah, sure. So
or if you stay home from work at 11 o'clock on like Monday morning.
Exactly. So that, you know, this could have all gone, if this all went in one like season, I might have liked it more because I could have at least watched more of it
and
gone,
know whether it all worked out or not.
Well, the fact that they dropped 2 episodes to start with, not one, means they kind of knew that one wasn't enough to hook you.
Yeah, my vague memory is that Mandalorian, no, that didn't do the same thing. Something else.
Mandalorian.
It was The Boys dropped 3 episodes and then went one after that.
If that was a preview though, this is, the official drop is 2 episodes. Do you know what I mean?
No,
I think
the
boys go three,
boys
start with three,
and then went one a week after that.
Oh, okay.
And they got backlash, but I wonder if there'll be backlash for, I don't reckon there will be, because the MCU is almost, it's almost critic proof, right? Like, it doesn't matter because people love
people
it so
will
much.
Go, exactly.
And I did read a really scathing review on Deadline.com, which really ripped into the things that we've ripped into, or we've said, we haven't ripped into
for
it.
For this show? Yeah.
Yeah, basically for WandaVision, saying, this is, you can't ask this big a commitment of people.
It's a very big, that's why the daringness of it impresses me, but little else, you know? So I'm kind of just lukewarm on this. If someone who was a casual MCU fan said to me, should I watch it? I'd go, wait a minute. Let's get a few episodes before I give you any kind of...
Someone asked me on Twitter, Mario. Shout out to listening to the show, Mario. Thank you for your question. He said, should I bother with Disney Plus for it? I said, you know what? Honestly, if The Mandalorian didn't get you there, I wouldn't bother with this.
Absolutely.
Until there's more of it's played out and we can see.
Yeah. And look, I'm looking forward to Winter Soldier and whatever the other one, and even Loki.
I think if you go back to our little bonus episode we did last month where we talked about the reactions to the trailers, this one did not impress me.
Yeah.
Neither did Falcon the Winter Soldier.
This was the one that impressed me the most, kind of, because I couldn't believe how weird it was. And can we delve into what we think about
Let's get there in a moment.
Yeah, bring it.
Because there's bits and pieces. I do want to really emphasize, we haven't talked enough about the performances. Olsen and in particular, but Bettany as well. I mean, one, he plays good drunk. He does that very well.
He does.
But the two of them are really nailing this aesthetic. It looks like they've come straight out of, not in terms of how they're dressed, but their acting feels like it's come straight out of that era.
So absolutely.
Hats off to them. Hats off to the production design. Hats off to the technical side of it in that regard. You've already mentioned the change to the tinny kind of mono sound and obviously the black and white, the 4:3. All that stuff works. Right?
Technically, absolutely.
So I want to give a big plus to that. I want to give a big plus to their acting and their chemistry, because they have chemistry, these two.
I would agree.
I think it comes across on the screen. So they're my pros, and that's why I wouldn't fail this show. But in terms of how much enjoyment I derived from it, Yeah, it's pretty low.
And I'm sorry, but that's the fucking point. That's the only reason we watch TV, is because it's a better time watching that TV than facing our lives. So,
that's my summary kind of statement, if I can put it that way.
Agreed.
Yeah, the adverts.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about the adverts.
Now, the first one is for the toaster.
Right.
And did you notice it's the same actors in both adverts? Which is interesting.
Did not?
Good point out.
Go ahead.
Vision is referred to as a toaster as a slight in the comics, maybe in...
That's what? Absolutely the reference. And if you look at that toaster...
And then it looks a bit like him?
It looks like him. He's got the dot in the middle, the red dot. Yeah. And did you notice that the flashing red dot flashes faster and faster and faster? Same as the watch commercial, the goes faster and faster and faster.
I didn't notice
that. Perhaps suggesting that time is moving forward. Or who knows, she's speeding up time. Don't know. Something like that. Those things are cool.
Yep.
All right? That's wicked. Even the toaster itself has this thing that says, the title card says, forget the past, this is your future, Toastmate 2000. So it's all definitely pointing you towards something.
Yeah.
All right?
Stucker Watches, apparently.
Yep. Is the bad guy from...
Is a Captain America bad guy.
Yeah, Captain America bad guy. And it had a Hydra symbol on it.
I didn't notice that.
You did on the watch. It was like that kind of shit. So all those things... And look, here's the thing. Those are all great. I need a shit ton of that if you're going to give me this fucking sitcom shit for fucking two episodes. I need like... Every second thing.
Well, there was
a
fair bit of, I think, probably more than we've cottoned on to. I think I read somewhere about there being a helmet somewhere downstairs or in a basement, whatever, and it was a helmet of some bad guy that's never now going to show up or whatever. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, that's cool, but I understand. So here's.
So some really deep dive Easter eggs in here.
Can we talk about what we think is going on? Like just you and me?
Yeah, I do.
When you're ready, yeah.
Say, Gerald, the other big shout out is Geraldine, the African American neighbor, the friendly one.
Monica Rambeau.
Yeah, Monica Rambeau. So the little girl.
The little girl from Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. And it's those things that I'm going to need one of those every 5 seconds or 10 seconds, not once every 10 minutes. All right. That's what it is. So I think so. You need to keep me interested. I'm a fucking idiot man. All right.
He's correct.
I don't have like a massively long attention span. Exactly. But I represent the normal men. Probably less than normal men. A substandard man. That's who I am. So that means I'm your target market. There's more of us about. There's very few polls around. All right?
I don't think I've appreciated the way it's intended either. My fiance loved it. She's like, I'm intrigued. Can't wait for next episode.
Really?
So,
Patsy loved it?
Yeah.
Why?
So she was like, what?
Wayne's she doesn't gonna, even like
she's
it that much.
She's like, Wayne's going to love it. I'm like, we'll see. All right. So that's it. Let's give a score. And then let's go into theories about what we reckon is going on. And all right. So what are you giving as a score, Wayne?
Okay. As a score for two episodes, and I hope it gets better, it does not pass.
Okay.
It's 49.
Ooh, I'm giving it flat 50. Because I'm just right on the fence going,
exactly.
Could go either way.
I'm watching it again because if I didn't have the MCU, I'm not watching this fucking thing. And I know that's the point, but still, you have to have the MCU. So.
All right. So I have gleaned one thing which apparently is fact based off the trailer.
Okay. So spoilers, everyone.
So this is a spoiler based on what someone's told me a trailer is that the person watching Wanda at the end of the first episode, where it pulls out and they're making notes and close the notebook, is from a division called, again,
Sword.
Yes, correct. Which stands for, Wayne?
Hang on a sec, I wrote this shit down. It is...
Nothing like being prepared.
Sorry, cunt.
And this is nothing like being prepared.
Here we are. Sentient World Observation and Response Department.
Now, that's the comics. MCU, it's Sentient Weapon Observation Response Division.
Now, interesting we should put that there because the idea behind in the comics is that S.H.I.E.L.D. protects Earth and S.W.O.R.D. protects, or basically looks to the extraterrestrial shit to protect the Earth from aliens. Now... It's actually in the end of Captain Marvel when Sam Jackson is walking around that space station. It's rumored that he's at a S.W.O.R.D. base, right?
Okay, yep.
And those are the folks that are looking at Wanda now. So what do you know, please tell me, what do you think?
So there's two options, right?
Right.
That's the way I see it. One is that Wanda has created this world herself because she's not dealing with the death of Vision. And so she's gone into basically a deep psychosis.
That's got to be it, right? Right.
Or someone else, whether it's S.W.O.R.D. themselves or some other... nefarious evil villain have put her in there to keep her contained and at bay, and someone's trying to bust her out
and that
someone's
trying
to get through to her.
Right. So that's the radio saying, Wanda, who's doing this to you? So she's trapped, but it's somewhat a prisoner of her own making because presumably when you see her pick up like the helicopter that's red and then there's the button
it's
red. Iron Man colors completely. And also you could like Wanda's like her magic is red as well and Vision is red. You know what I mean? So red is a thing. It's sort of movie red. Anyway.
Yeah, yep.
But that's a thing. That's obviously the Schindler's List-y sort of like device they're putting in here. That thing where she sees the beekeeper at the end and she's like, no, and she rewinds. Yep. Did you notice the motif of the like the screen wipes were polygon, like beehive kind of polygon?
No, I didn't.
So okay. I don't know what bees have to do with that, but if she's the one, as you said, papering over everything really quickly, and then she just goes, no, I don't want this reality, she's shutting it down.
Yeah, she's definitely involved in it. But is it like a, you know, it's being implanted? And, oh God, don't bring up Total Recall, Paul. Don't bring up Total Recall. is it that kind of thing and she has to buy into it? Or is this like, I just know this has to be this way? I don't know. So that part, what I find fascinating, it has to be one of those two explanations, right?
It is. One of her powers in the comics is she can actually change reality.
Right.
But in the comics, her dad is Magneto.
So, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, it doesn't need to be that, but why...
Of course, people who've read the comics know what's going on, or at least what the original take on this was. So you're probably laughing at our conjecture here, but we haven't read them.
No, we haven't read them. But I'll tell you this, though. I read somewhere this. It's not mine. I read it. But the fact that the town she's living in is called Westview, mm-hmm. right? The idea some people have posited is that, okay, well, that is her view of the West. She grew up in Sokovia. There's reference to black and white TVs. Everyone wants a color TV. She likely watched America through the black and white TV in Sokovia. And to her, this is the perfect American life.
Right, that's interesting.
And that's maybe why it looks like this. It would make sense that if it turns into a Brady Bunch thing, it seems to be going through TV decades, right?
Well, yeah, we're going to.
I hope it ends up at fucking MacGyver. So,
fucking
A-Team, son! So, you know, I believe that... Look, these are all interesting things, but I still... I had to search for that shit. You need to make me interested, not make me fucking Google. So that's what I'm saying.
Yep, I hear you. I do, loud and clear. So we're pretty much on the same page overall with our take, which will likely be a hot one based on most of the reviews that I've read, Deadline aside.
Does everyone like it?
I'm really loving this one. Oh, it's so innovative. It's so different. Hooray. Hooray for Marvel. They're doing something different. And I do endorse that.
I agree, too.
It's not just another crash, boom, bam. You know, stereotypical characters with very few defining traits who are going through the motions to be another hero or regain their powers or whatever else.
Absolutely.
This is different enough, and I will give it credit for that. So let's see. Let's see. And I guess we can determine 7 weeks from now whether or not we come back and do all of WandaVision review, whereas this will be WandaVision...
If this... Absolutely.
Early review.
Early review, yeah. If this winds up being the bomb, I will then look upon the whole season... Much like I did last time Paul and I were in a change room together, where I said, I admire the balls. Because this is the dumbest shit anyone ever said like that.
In the history of, and I don't think I'm exaggerating here, time.
We have that, because they went 2 episodes like this and they attracted the ire of fuckwits like us, right?
Yep.
But then they made it good and now the whole thing's worthwhile. It means that you sell this season like, listen, you got to get through the first 2 episodes or 3 episodes.
I think what we're saying, you know, is we're totally open to that. We're not saying this is a shit fest. It's totally dropped the ball. It could go that way, but it hasn't yet. We are open-minded to the fact this could be great.
I just feel like they overplayed their hand with black and white thing. And that's a problem for 2 episodes in when you're dropping it one at a time. So one guy talking.
We shall see. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us for this weird review of the first 2 episodes of WandaVision today. If you've got a different take or indeed more information for us, hit us up via email, thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at thecountdownpc. You can like and follow the show on Podbean where we host, and check out the Facebook listed community. Links in the show notes if you want to get involved in the discussion about WandaVision, which is already running rampant.
Hell yeah.
All right. And that's it for us today. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard with a message to the creators of WandaVision. What's
this? You're killing me, Smalls.
By taking this long.
What is that? What is that? What is
from The Sandlot.
Fuck The Sandlot. Actually, fuck The Soundboard.
I dare you. We'll catch you next time.
See you.